A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A team of substitutes laid on. Mallow were very good at the start of the second half. They bossed the game for the first 5 minutes, in fact, but St. Michael's struggled to get out of their own half. Mallow got a goal, then it looked like they had a little bit of a cushion. But subsequently, since you joined us, the live coverage, the last 10-12 minutes of the game, has belonged to St. Michael's.
Yeah, and ironically, John, it is since Matty Taylor went back and tied DC and the ball's not going into him that other players have come into the fray. But Mallow have won their own kick out here and they're coming down through the middle with their midfielder, Stanton.
Taylor to the captain, Owen Stanton. Back he gives it again. A couple of passes being transferred to the far side. Here's Matty Taylor with a bit of space running to the 45-metre line. Left footed, he tries to tread the ball inside to Hayes. Oh, what a goal! What a goal! A goal to win the county by Sean Hayes, surely. What a pass by Matty Taylor. It was heads-up football by Matty Taylor. He looked up and we questioned maybe the last line of the St. Michael's defence. He popped it in a platform. Hayes turned and smacked it in the back of the net. 2-12 to 15 points. Goal by Sean Hayes. That's a huge score now. With a minute remaining after St. Michael's had gamely whittled down a four-point lead. Mallow came with a goal at the other side, a classic goal in his creation. You've got to credit Matty Taylor. It was a pinpoint pass as he ran to the 45. He got his head up. He felt it was about too far to get the score. And Mallow have won a free out 60 out from their own goal.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'll tell you, John, I said it earlier, one of the weaknesses Michaels have and have reputed to have under that high ball coming in. But of course, a high ball is no good unless it's well measured and well angled. And that ball was well angled into Sean Hayes. An absolute bullet. And coming off on the bench, to have that quality coming off on the bench is tremendous. And there's very little doubt now they're going to win this thing. And goals win games, they say. And that's definitely the case here. And just when Michaels had reeled them in and had worked so hard to do so with four unanswered points, what do Mallow do but come down and get a goal and effectively kill this game, I imagine?
Well, we're heading to stoppage time. In stoppage time now, the game has resumed. There was a slight break there, so 63 have been played of the allotted 3 minutes of stoppage time. The three are up at this stage. Mallow have possession. It's a real sucker punch there, and they go forward and they have won a free, and that might do them if they can keep the ball, look after the football at this stage. All about not alone managing it over the next couple of minutes, but just managing it over the next couple of seconds at this stage. This will be a big, big win for Mallow. It's their third game in Páirc Cliath in 3 months. They lost to Aroge in the 2020 final, played earlier this summer. They're in possession now on the top of the left roll again. They look like they have the ball where they want it. Will the whistle of the referee sound? I thought it was a moment ago. The ball is with Kieran O'Sullivan over the top of the left roll. It'll be some week for Owen Stanton if he lifts the cup in a couple of moments, and I'll tell you why in a minute as the ball goes back towards Billy Miles. The cornerback of Mallow has possession now. It's all about keeping ball now. Stephen O'Callaghan with it. Back over at the far wing again, trying to get it inside, and the whistle has sounded. And St. Michael's sink to their knees because they thought they'd put in a really hard shift in the last 10 minutes to get the game back. But Mallow are county champions. They've gone up to the top tier of Cork County football next season after a 2-12 to 15 point victory. A classic goal made by Coxie and Matty Taylor and brilliantly dispatched to the back of the net by Sean Hayes in stoppage time. Back to Owen Stanton, the captain. It was his first wedding anniversary this week, but significantly it also was the birth of his first child. She was born earlier on this week, so big celebrations for his wife Elaine, baby Sadie, who arrived on Monday. And now the County Cup is arriving on Sunday. Quite a week for Stanton, and quite a week for Mallow, and quite a way to win this county final.